Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today. On today's show, oh, my car, it's gone. Top car stolen in Canada. Did your car make the list? And what makes these stolen cars just so damn attractive to the bad guys? From cars to fighter jets, did you see? Apparently, we're shopping as a country. Canada is shopping for some fighter jets. Seems to be we're down to a couple of people that we could buy our fighter jets from. One is Sweden. The other is the United States. Donnie's not treating us very nice. And did you see the folks from Sweden yesterday? I'm like, nah, this is not a good idea, Canada. Hello, Sweden. Oh, my goodness. Let's hear what they have to say. We'll talk fighter jets in a fun way. Also, America's top 10 fast food restaurant list is out. And this is jaw-dropping. So in the United States, the 10 most popular fast food restaurants headed into 2026, Canada has one of them. And America's new number one fast food restaurant is shocking. You'll go, who? What? We've also got a feel-good story about a burger order that went wrong that ended up right. If you've ever made a mistake when it comes to ordering your food, you'll be able to identify with this story. And it's toilet day today. Friends don't let friends wipe wrong. And for those people who say, I never use it in the bathroom, you're lying. Please be truthful. We're Sunseekers. We have this relationship. We don't lie to each other. We are truthful. Do you use the phone while in the bathroom, or do you just lie about it? It ends tonight, the Black Friday early sale. And what you need to remember is that at Leon's, they've got the holiday price guarantee. So if you're in need of furniture, appliances, electronics through the holidays, if you make a purchase in store or online between November 1st and December 31st and the price drops, they'll refund you the difference. Now, that includes Black Friday spectaculars and Boxing Day. Free delivery with $7.99 or more, and take 3 years to pay with 0% interest, 36 equal monthly payments. Leon's is at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Smile cookies continue at Tim Hortons of Westmannan area. It's the holiday smile cookie campaign. Did you see those adorable puppies? Oh, the Brandon Humane Society is so awesome. We help kick off the week on Monday, and please load up on smile cookies. Buy one, buy a dozen dozen. And help support the Brandon Humane Society. 100% of Smile Cookie proceeds this week at Tim Hortons are going to Tim Hortons Foundation camps and local charities. In Dauphin, it's the Dauphin and District Community Food Bank. In Verdun, the Verdun and District Health Auxiliary. In Moosomin, it's the Moosomin Visual Arts Center. In Neepawa, it's the Neepawa Health Center. And you only have until Sunday. They're so delicious. They are so good, you can't stop at just one, so get them this week. You've always got time for Tim's. And we were decorating cookies this week, holiday cookies, with our friends at Co-ops of Westman. Oh, the Christmas displays are all out, I'll tell you. Now is the time to get those teacher gifts, those boxes of chocolates, those boxes of candy canes, the Christmas oranges are out. Check out your Co-op flyer, would you? Great deals. You're supporting your community with Co-ops of Westman, lining the pockets of your community instead of lining the pockets of billionaires. That's what the Co-op is all about. Locally owned and operated by the members they serve. Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. Donald Trump says the best way to put your toilet paper on the roll is to have it over. And we know we can't stand for that. We cannot have that. I have emailed the CBC to let them know that this is something that is illegal. I do it the Canadian way. Back in the day, not that long ago, maybe a year or two ago, when Sleepy Joe was at the Realm and we all got along and sang Kumbaya and held hands and we all loved each other in North America, that is how we put the toilet paper on the roll. Then the trade war happened. And just like the Bugs Bunny meme where he's got the saw and he's sawing the border and America falls down. So in June, the Canadian government passed a law that said that it is in the best interest of all Canadian citizens to put the toilet paper on the roll the Canadian way. It saves on money. It's better for the environment. It helps reduce water and waste the way Canadians are wired. So, a blessed mom all of a sudden says, I don't care as long as I have some. It is toilet day today, by the way. Now that we have corrected your behavior for the toilet paper roll, and I trust that you'll make those adjustments as a good Canadian. Next, so now the question is asked. Do you use your cell phone while on the toilet or do you just lie about it? Now, there's a reason magazine subscriptions are not a thing anymore. There's a reason why the newspaper is barely hanging on because even the birdcage is lined with old cell phones. Wendy says, this is the only place I never take my phone. You live in a house of lies, Wendy. You live in a... Chad says, I'm on the toilet as I type to you right now, Tyler. You, sir, are a truth teller. Megan says, oh my gosh, never. Oh, Megan. Megan. We tell the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Now, the question should be, what is the website that you go to while you're on the toilet? Does it differ? Do you have toilet viewing? Do you have, and have you ever forgotten that you were on the toilet, as was demonstrated earlier this morning? Because it has happened and creates a medical emergency where your legs seize up, your legs fall asleep. Okay, here is a piece of advice, Sunseekers. Okay, while you're using your phone in the washroom, oh my God, and I did this one time. Oh my God, you're scrolling and all of a sudden you hit the camera button, the FaceTime or whatever they call that. I'll Facebook you, but it's a video call. Oh my God. If you hit that B, just steer clear of that button altogether. Beep, 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 beep. Hey Tyler, how's it going? Tyler, are you there? Tyler, are you there? What is this? What? Hello? Hello? Yeah, Tyler, is everything okay? Who is this? Well, you called me. I'm okay. I'm kind of busy right now. Are you on the toilet? No, bye. Click. It's called alone time. Studies have shown people lock themselves in the bathroom to be alone. Can we not be alone with our thoughts? And you know, remember those days? Are you old enough to remember an outhouse? We're not talking about a country fest commode type of thing. This is an old-fashioned woodshed with a hole dug in the ground. Have you ever had somebody lose something down there? Like a wedding ring or a cell phone? That's my biggest fear. If you're ever like going to use an outhouse and you look down that hole and you picture snakes down there, maybe somebody living down there. Hello, come and have a seat. Have a seat. Make your donation. KDD4380 says, I still have nightmares of the spiders in the outhouse of the cottage. Crawl under your bum. Hello. Tick, tick, tick against your buttocks. Bunk, bunk, bunk. Hello. Hope you're enjoying your time on the outhouse. Oh, outhouses are gross. We had a couple on the farm. One of them was a double hole. A double-holed outhouse? Why? Why would there be... Is it that big of an... It's an emergency? And so someone is sitting on the one hole and someone come. Okay, using a phone, you guys are upset. How can you use the bathroom with someone else in the room like that? Hi, I'm just going to sit next to you and pinch you off a loaf here. It's like, whoa, what do you do? Hold hands if times get tough? Here, hold my hand. Okay. Oh, we'll never eat cheese again, will we? No, we certainly won't. Dad always said we should have more fiber. Hey, sis. Yeah, you betcha. Oh, here we go. Oh, here we go. I thought I was going to fall in. I'm a big guy. And then followed by lose something. That's a place you don't take your phone. It's to the outhouse. Oh, no. I'm going to use the outhouse. Oh, what a great picture. Like, Then the question is, do you go after your phone? Derek says so you can play battle shits. Okay, your turn. Oh, that was no good. 3 points. Oh, yeah? Watch this. 7 points. Come on. Oh, 7 points. And it's going to take a little bit of work, but you can see it there. And then all of a sudden it lights up. Someone's calling you. And it lights up the hole. Oh, God, Molly's honest. At least I don't know. It would depend. Oh, my God. I'd be trying to get a hazmat suit or something. I'd try to get a raincoat with rubber gloves and a can people get a hazmat suit? You probably could. You could probably go rent at a rental store, get a hazmat suit that would allow you to. Oh, my God. What a topic. Hey, if you need legal help, make sure you call Epla Office when it comes to buying or selling a home, okay? They're real estate lawyers. They do corporate law as well. So if your business is expanding and growing, you want to incorporate in Manitoba, you're going to need some legal help. So see Epla Office for that too. And wills and estates as well. They'll help draw up a will, or if a will drops in your lap or someone passes and you need some help, see our friends at Epla Office, because they are great people to know, and they're great people to help translate things from legal speak into English, okay? 642 18th Street, Unida, right across from the RBC. If you're in need of new wheels, check out the electric lineup at Murray GM in Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership. More and more people are driving EVs. Not everyone's driving EVs, but it's more and more. And the thing is if you're looking for a new set of wheels and you want to save money on gas and you don't like your mechanic, you'd rather not see him or her too often. Again, you'll save on those fees as well when it comes to fixing your vehicle. Fewer repairs. They got a great lineup. The Equinox, the Blazer, Silverado, Hummer. Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM in Brandon at 1500 Richmond Avenue. I got to let you know that the Elkhorn Resort has a big craft festival, big farmers market craft fest. What do they call this? The fall market. What you need to know is there's like well over a dozen vendors planned to show their wares. Mouth-watering baked goods, cozy hand-poured candles, stunning handcrafted jewelry, beautiful woodworking pieces made with real skill and heart, 3D printed design gifts, luxurious natural homemade products, a vibrant mix of food and craft vendors. This is all happening Saturday at the Elkhorn, starting at 11 a.m., okay? So with this beautiful weather, it might be worth the trip to beautiful Riding Mountain National Park this weekend to check that out. Big fall market at the Elkhorn. And don't forget, wine tasting is also on the agenda at the Clarso Spa for Tuesday, November 25th. That is this coming Tuesday, less than a week away. For details on these events and others, you can check them out on social media. Again, that is Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa, elkhornresort.mb.ca.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Have you ever had an order screw up? Now, Derek recently had his order screwed up. Sunseeker Derek, it was about pizza. Something got messed up and he got a free pizza. So this guy in Alabama, he calls the restaurant, gets a bunch of hamburgers and fries. I don't know why he wouldn't have recognized when they answered the phone, but you know how sometimes they answer phones at restaurants. Oh, can I take your order? Yeah, I need 4 cheeseburgers, 4 fries. How long is that going to be? That's probably going to be about an hour. Yeah, I'll be by to pick it up in a bit. Okay, we'll have it ready for you. Okay, bye. Click, click, bang. But he realizes, the guy in Alabama realizes, I called the wrong number. So he goes online to see, called Bentley's Burger and Fries in West Chetscook, Nova Scotia. So how does this story end? Now, he wrote a letter and sent money. And this is a copy of the actual letter. To whom it may concern, I placed a call-in order for some burgers and two fries on October the 1st. I was unable to pick up the food because I live in the USA. Obviously, I called the wrong restaurant. I hope that the amount enclosed is enough to cover the cost of my embarrassing mistake. My sincere apologies. God bless. Darcy and Laura posted about the letter on Bentley's Facebook page, where Laura says it's been seen 80,000 times. Every single comment was, God bless them. Most people were saying, as bad as people are arguing about the tariffs, there are good things that we are just not hearing. The couple opened the restaurant 3 years ago and named it after their dog Bentley, who they jokingly referred to as the owner. Now they want to make sure the mysterious Alabaman sees what a positive impact their gesture has. So they're going to send a Christmas package in return. After the Toronto Blue Jays lost in the World Series, Los Angeles Dodgers fans started making random donations to the Toronto Sick Kids Hospital. This kind of transcends America and Canada. This moves into winning and losing because, let's face it, it was heartbreak. And the Dodgers fans thought, God, if this was us, this would suck because it was tight. Remember? That was an awful loss. What can we do? What can we do? So let's make donations to Sick Kids Hospital. So initially, right after the game, it was 30. Then it spread 75,000. I bet you it's probably closer to 100 now. The bottom line is this, is that something to remember, that if you're ever in a big game or there's a big championship and the other team loses and it's heartbreak, we can still make it good for them. We can make a donation in their town, in their city, to take the sting out of it a little bit. And $100,000 went to the Toronto Sick Kids Hospital. That is so cool. And somebody who has taught me that, especially on a local level, is Curtis from Kuiper's Family Bakery. He always says, you know what? You will find good in your own backyard, in your local community. And Kuiper's is always doing that. They're stepping up for community barbecues. They're helping out with nonprofit groups. And that's a huge part of their success at Kuiper's Family Bakery. They really are Brandon's Bakery. And they step up all the time to help all kinds of charities and community groups. There's one harvest time they wanted farmers to come in and just get their bread because it was a super busy harvest season. They're always doing something amazing for the community. And all they ask in return is, you know what? If you're hungry or you need bread, and who doesn't need bread, pop on by and give them a visit. Go check out what they've got. Cookies, tarts, loaves of every kind of bread you can imagine. All made from scratch. Decades of tradition baked into every bite at Kuiper's Family Bakery. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. Sunrise Credit Union, the beat the winter chill with a hot 3.89% mortgage rate. This is for a limited time, so please visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. And also congratulations again to the free gas winners, Duncan Bell of Melitta, David Swift of Menedosa, and Nevin and Laura Maines of Boisvane, each winning a $5,000 fuel card with the gas promo that Sunrise Credit Union was running this fall. Congratulations. $5,000 is a lot of gas. Again, sunrisecu.mb.ca. And our friends at Headley's Health Hut. They too, 100% local. They've been around for decades, making Western Manitoba healthy with vitamins, supplements, high protein, low sugar, all kinds of specialty foods. If you're looking for gluten-free items, they've got it for you. And again, coming up at the end of the month, last Friday of the month, a week from Friday, is Customer Appreciation Day. All kinds of deals, sales, special samples that'll happen throughout the day, and prizes too. So check out Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond. And if you can't get into their store, give them a follow on their social media channels, would you? On Facebook and Instagram, and stay in touch with all the different seminars that they can provide to make you healthier and all the awesome new and exciting products that they're able to offer at Headley's Health Hut. Auto theft is costing Canadians $1 billion. These are the most sought after cars in Canada. Did yours make the list? This is the top 10 list of the most stolen cars in the country. Topping the list is the Toyota RAV4, 2,000 of those stolen, followed by the Dodge Ram, Honda CR-V, Ford F1 series, Ford F-150 series, Honda Civic, Jeep Wrangler, the GMC Silverado Sierra 1500 series. I could see the trucks. The trucks are like $100,000. I can't see the Aztec anywhere. Is there Pontiac? Where's the Pontiacs? How come there's no Pontiacs on this list? No one wants a Pontiac. Come on. Everyone wants a Pontiac. It's because the locking system is so effective. It's so good. It's hard to break into those. That's why it's not on the list. Combined, the top 10 represent more than 15,000 stolen vehicles in 2024. 15,000 stolen vehicles. So Canada is in the market for some fighter jets. Our choices are Sweden and America. We're not getting along with America right now. Donald Trump's not being very nice. And Sweden comes in. They send their royal family yesterday. I don't know if you saw that. They sent the deputy prime minister and they said, we would like to build your fighter jets. These are top of the line fighter jets. They'll work in minus 80 degree cold because it's Sweden. They know all about cold. It's not IKEA, contrary to popular belief. IKEA would not make our jets. It would be Saab, who would build a factory in Canada. They would employ 10,000 Canadians to build the Swedish fighter jets. What does the Deputy Prime Minister of Sweden have to? Oh, my goodness gracious. So let's hear them out. Let's just listen to them talk for a little while and look at her pin. That's got the Canada and Sweden on it at the same time. Now, I just have one concern, and that is that we're part of this thing called NORAD. In North America, we kind of team up with the Americans to kind of look after the neighborhood, so to speak. And America has said, if we go with Sweden, we're going to have to discuss whether we can continue with NORAD. Now, and I get it. If they're American fighter jets that Canadian pilots are flying, and something goes wrong, or they have to talk to each other, they can make sure it's going to be copacetic. It's going to be using VHS tapes. Canada's not using beta tapes. Canada's going, maybe we should use beta. Again, the Swedish people are so fantastic. They're so nice. They're so such a nice people. Can we just buy all our government furniture from them or something like that? Like, we should buy something from them. They're the kind of people that you say, listen, maybe not fighter jets, but we have a school lunch program. Can we buy all the Swedish meatballs you got and give them to the kids? Can we do something like that? Well, we like your Swedish meatballs. And your furniture is damn good. Let's just redo Parliament with IKEA furniture. Why don't we do that? Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. When you need an oil change, go see my friends at Murray's, 1500 Richmond Avenue. They'll make a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you go. Great place to get your winter tires put on. If you haven't done that already, you got a week reprieve. The snow's coming next week. Get her done. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Murray Certified Service Express. Our friends at Skydancer Casino. Skydancercasino.com. Great fun, great concerts, great entertainment. And I invite you to visit Skydancercasino.com on their social media channels because they've got 100,000 reasons for you to visit them on one specific day. That's all I'm going to tell you. 100,000 U.S. reasons. 100 people will walk out with 500 green things. Green pieces of paper. It's one day, 100,000 reasons to visit our friends at Skydancer Casino, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt. Visit SkydancerCasino.com. And Creasy Hot Tub and Billiards, where the early Black Friday sale continues. Ask about 0% financing. Huge savings on jacuzzi hot tubs and those beautiful jacuzzi massage chairs. What a great family gift idea this would be, but you've got to act fast because, again, the Christmas deadline is fast approaching. However, they do deliver the hot tubs 12 months of the year. It is not a summer thing. Everyone up here is hot tubbing 12 months of the year, and Jacuzzi is the best in the business. And that's why if you're in need of a hot tub, you want some awesome family time in a Jacuzzi hot tub, see our friends at Creasy Hot Tub and Billiards. Jacuzzi Hot Tubs in Manitoba, and they do have a great selection, by the way, of billiards, the balls, the cues, lots of cool giftware items and stuff. So if you've got a hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list, you might want to just swing by, pop in, check out the huge array of hot tubs inside, and take a look at the gift stuff they got too at 2500 Park Avenue in Brandon. America's favorite fast food restaurant is not the Golden Arches. It's not Chick-fil-A. It's not a sub sandwich place. Inflation has gone nuts. There have been big changes to the restaurant business. I never thought that we would see the day where someone like McDonald's would say, guys, we're having problems. We're having big challenges. And America's favorite fast food chain is not McDonald's or Subway or Dairy Queen. The hell is a Buc-ee's? A Buc-ee's is a truck stop / convenience store / department store. And they kind of sell everything. God, I think you can even get dog food at Buc-ee's. This is remarkable. They're known for their size, clean restrooms, and a wide variety of merchandise. Like, they sell everything at Buc-ee's, including snacks like Beaver Nuggets and freshly prepared foods. They're a Texas chain founded in 1982. Some people call them a travel center. We have one here called the Flying J. I think they're in the U.S. too. But these truck stops / gas station food courts are taking over America. And it is shocking the restaurant business. This is done by the Retailer Preference Index, or the RPI QSR edition. QSR standing for Quick Service Restaurants. They examine the $250 billion American fast food business and decide, okay, who's doing well and who's struggling. Buc-ee's is number one. Number two is Quick Trip, based out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. This is an incredible list. We don't see a traditional burger place until California's In-N-Out Burger at number three. These are their head office locations, by the way. Quick Trip is number two. Last year, number 11. As America's favorite fast food restaurant. Buc-ee's is number one. Quick Trip two. In-N-Out Burger number three. Then Raising Cane's, which is kind of shocking to the Chick-fil-A people. First time that Chick-fil-A actually got it on the chin. Yeah. Raising Cane's, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, overtakes Chick-fil-A just by one spot. But that is huge. Chick-fil-A is a monster. Really, when you're eating a burger or a chicken burger, it's In-N-Out Burger and Chick-fil-A. I would have thought would have been number one and two. They are in the top five. But then you got Sheetz. Don't even know what that is. Wawa at number seven. Culver's is at number eight. They have the Butter Burger. They're based in Wisconsin. I've had them. But again, we don't have them in Canada. In fact, we don't have any of these in Canada. Pollo Loco, I've had that. It's a chicken place. Mexican chicken. And rice and beans. It's I love it. It's really good. But again, we don't have them in Canada. Number nine. It isn't until we get to 10 that we have a Canadian location of the top 10 fast food American restaurants, if you can call it that. It's Starbucks at number 10. Then Casey's, then Habit Burger and Grill, then Dunkin' Donuts at 13, and out of the top 14, KFC. No Burger King, no McDonald's. The only beef burger place is In-N-Out Burger to crack the top 14. So we have seen seismic shift in the restaurant business. And, you know, it wasn't long before we started this show that we said the number one competitor to fast food overall is the grocery store. People are saying, listen, it's too much. It's too much. And so when it comes, and so that's why this actually makes a lot of sense. Who is buying fast food? People on the road. People who are traveling. The drive-thru is still king. Except you don't have to go through a drive-thru. You're getting gas, then you get food at Buc-ee's. Getting a pizza, getting a slice of pizza? No, it ain't Domino's. It's a gas station. Thanks for being here, guys. Fun morning. Happy Toilet Day. Thanks for sharing part of your morning with us, guys. You have an amazing Hump Day Wednesday, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.